Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to Psalms 92, and let's read together verses 1 through 5, and then we can be seated. Allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace, and we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we ask now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church, and we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Thanksgiving of Gratitude and Praise. Thanksgiving of Gratitude and Praise. Saints, I truly believe every one of us in this room right now can honestly say without a shadow of a doubt that you are thankful to God for something in your life. Can I get an amen? Listen, we're going to experience heartaches, setbacks, financial dilemmas, health issues, relational issues. We're going to experience so many things, relationships in churches, relationships in home. We're going to go through. But one of the things we're going to see in this morning's message is that if we focus on the Lord, everything's going to be all right. Can I get an amen? Amen. So let's read Psalms 92, 1 through 5, and then we can be seated. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night. On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute, on the harp, with a harmonious sound. For you, Lord, have made me glad through your work. I will triumph in the works of your hands. O Lord, how great are your works, your thoughts are very deep. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. As we go to this next clip, I ask a question. What comes to mind when you think about Thanksgiving Day? Praise God, the Chargers are gone. Because I understand they're playing the Cowboys this Thursday. You know, and everyone's glued. You know what? Since they've left, praise God. You know what? I'm a big, huge football fan, but I'm glad they're gone. You know why? It was a distraction to me. It was a distraction to me. I'm confessing. Oh, yeah. It was a distraction. Yeah, I DVR'd it and everything, but you know what? I'm falling so much closer to the Lord since these things are out of my life. And you know, there's a lot of things that God's lopping off in our life. You know why? Because he's coming soon. He's coming soon. So for many of us saints, it would probably be what? Turkey. And after all, the centerpiece of our traditional celebration is turkey and gravy and all the fixings. And the friends and the family that come and to rejoice and to be thankful. Amen. So, you know, that comes to mind. And then obviously those who are sports minded, all these things come to mind. But I ask this question, another question up here. Gratitude to God not only honors him, but it is good for you and I. Can I get an amen? Our focus needs to be this morning that we need to have a spirit of gratitude and praise toward God. That's why it says in Psalms 92:1, right up here, it says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. And so, saints, we see this not only in the New Testament, but we see it in the Old Testament. God used a sacrificial system to teach his people to be grateful. And so when he established this with the Hebrew people, his nation, he gave them a specific and detailed instructions concerning his laws and sacrifices so that they know exactly what he wanted them and how to live. And through these ordinances, there are three vital references that God states in the Old Testament. They're right up here. Number one, they were taught that God is holy, that man is sinful, and obedience is essential. You see, here's the key in our Christian walk. It's not about the do's and don'ts, as I shared last week and the weeks before. Listen, if you set up a whole bunch of rules, As soon as you fail one of them, everything starts to collapse. That's why the Bible says if you sin just one of these commandments, guess what? You've broke them all. You broke all of them, every one of them. And so it's not about a work salvation, even though because of your relationship with the Lord and the Spirit of God living in you, men and women will see the good works. Why? It's because they'll see that you have a love relationship with the Lord. That's what it's all about, is engaging with the Lord, having intimacy with God. That's the key. But see, in the Old Testament, they were under the yoke of the law because they didn't understand grace and mercy. Jesus had to come and fulfill the whole entire law. That's why he says that all the laws in the Old Testament hinge on two: love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these laws hinge on those two. So when you fall madly in love with God, you'll learn to be obedient, and it'll be essential to your life. Why? Because you'll have a relationship with him. As I reiterate once again, as I shared last week, if you have a true loving relationship with your spouse, with your children, with your parents, well, guess what? The last thing you want to do is break their heart. Why? Because you love them. And so this is what God is looking for. God is looking for us now to enter into the story, to have a relationship with the Lord. But we have to always go back to look ahead. So let's go right up here to Leviticus. In Leviticus. Oh, wait, let's go back. Let's go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Go back. Come on, go back. Okay. Before we go to this clip right here, how many are so very thankful that when you got baptized, it was probably in a pool or in a jacuzzi? How many can say it was comfortable? Heated. I mean, come on. We have a jacuzzi in our backyard. Many of you have witnessed many baptisms, amen, by the grace of God. But these people here in Siberia, in the tundra, these are believers. They love the Lord. And I am so thankful that we have a jacuzzi, but look what how they baptize their saints. Let's go to this clip. This is in the snow. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. I mean, I had to show this because how many are you thankful that you didn't have to get dumped into the tundra? But these souls are rejoicing. Come on. I mean, God is moving everywhere. This was in Siberia, Russia. And I heard the name Cristo because, you know, that's how they say Christ. And so, man, I'm thankful. Man, I could do an altar call right now being thankful I didn't have to get dumped into the tundra. But let's go, but now let's look at Leviticus. Let's go up here. Leviticus, let's look at the sacrificial system that points to what God has done in us and through us in the dispensation that we live in now. Look at this, Leviticus 22:29. And when you offer a sacrifice of things given to the Lord, offer it from your own free will. On the same day it shall be eaten, you shall leave some of it until morning. I am the Lord. Therefore you shall keep my commandments and perform them, for I am the Lord. Verse 32. You shall not profane my holy name, but I will be hallowed among the children of Israel. I am the Lord who sanctifies you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. So we see where God instructed the Israelites to perform, to live, to worship, to praise, to actually be in alignment to his will. But praise God, in the New Testament, Jesus had to come and fulfill the entire law. Amen. He didn't say, I came to change it. I came to fulfill it. So praise God. So saints, twice daily, the offering reminded the Hebrews and the Lord was one who brought out the children of Egypt. Aren't you so blessed that it was them that had to go through the wilderness? It was them who had to come out of bondage. But look at this. You and I, before Jesus came into our life, we were all bound up. Can I get an amen? We were bound up no differently than these Egyptians had the Hebrew people bounded up. Come on, God had to set us free, amen? Come on, many devices, man. We were ensnared and trapped by sin, and God had to deliver us. Let's look up here. It says right up here, should we do less than the Hebrews giving thanks to God every morning and evening in recognition of him as the source of everything we have? They did it. How about us? That was a foreshadow. Is our relationship with God vital? Do we wake up praising him and thanking him for another day? You know, some people this morning didn't wake up. It was their last day here on earth. But God woke you up. God woke me up. God restored me from Tuesday night. Praise God. I'm here because of his grace. So one of the most precious provisions is the written word of God, saints, which instructs you and I and reveals everything we need to know about our Lord God Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the maker of us. How many of you went to see the Genesis Factor? Okay, just me and Yolanda did. It was playing at the Regal, and I think, man, I'm telling you, it was an awesome documentary, and all these Christian theologians proving the creation story. Amen. Proving and putting to shame these atheists and the evolutionists. Come on, man, we didn't come from a monkey. My uncle was no chimp. He might have acted like a chimp, but he was not no chimp. Come on. Man, it was an awesome demonstration. And it was so vital. I hope it gets into all the educational systems. You know why? Because all the way from preschool to when you get out of college, God is now voided in their institutions. God is no longer mentioned. And this is why we have a nation filled with spiritual barbarians who don't know who God is. And so, saints, I ask another question right up here. How can we follow the example taught by the daily sacrifice of thanksgiving? How can we? How can you and I take that daily sacrifice of thanksgiving? Well, we can begin by noting of simple blessings that God provides each day. Aren't you so blessed that he blesses us every day? Listen, yesterday's gone. Tomorrow's not here. He gives us one day at a time. So every day that we rise up, man, it should be a spirit of praise and saying glory to God. Thank you for this day. And if you want to be reminded, just kind of wake up a little earlier and listen to the birds chirping out there. They're praising God. They're thanking God. So if they can praise God, can't we? Can't we give God a heart of praise? Amen. Thank you, God. Listen, I'm thankful some of you got here by an automobile. Thank you, God. You know, I drive by to and fro, and I see people sitting on benches waiting for a bus. And we're thankful to have a car, huh? Oh, yes. But other countries don't have buses. They don't even have shoes. They have to walk 20 miles barefooted. I think we have a lot to be thankful. Amen. Thank you, God. Let's look at this. I got another question. A grateful heart keeps our minds focused on the Lord. You see, saints, the daily thanksgiving sacrifice was a continual reminder to the Hebrews that their God provided all their needs. And how many of you can honestly say God has provided every need in your life? Oh, yes, he has. Come on, you wouldn't be here if he didn't provide for you. Oh, yeah. But God needs to be highly exalted. He needs to be high and lifted up in our lives. Oh, yes, he does. Each morning is an opportunity to thank the Lord for a good night's sleep. Can I get an amen? Stop watching the junk. Turn it off. Man, get in a little devotional time with him. Praise him and glorify him and magnify him. Let me tell you, if the last thing on your mind before you go to bed was the Lord God Almighty, you will wake up in perfect peace. Oh, yes, man, that's how it works. Man, but if you're watching the horror movies, you're going to wake up fearful. That spirit will jump on you. You shouldn't even be looking at that. Can I get an amen? Even if we toss and turn all night, we can still be grateful that he's given us another day. So let's look at this. Gratitude, right up here, honors God. Some of us are going to learn this morning or be reminded about being thankful and having a heart of gratitude. Look, this Thursday, we all know, Thanksgiving Day. And so many of our families get together and we're thankful. I'm praying that this Thursday that you get together with your family, one of you will initiate the prayer, especially amongst the non-believers, amen? And glorify God and thank God and remind them that God's been good to you even though you're not walking with him. Even though your hearts are far away, yet God's been good. I shared it the other day. You know, when we had that little rain about a week and a half ago. You know, I know my next door neighbors, they don't honor God. You know, they're partying. You know, they drink beer at night, all that. Yet, when the rain came, the rain still fell on their lawn too. God is good. He's good to his own, and he's also good to those who are not his. He's still a good God. Look at Psalms 50:23 up here. But true praise is what? A worthy sacrifice. This really honors me. Those who walk my path will receive salvation from the Lord. Aren't you so blessed? That we, you and I, believers of the Most High God, many of us were baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, a promise, baptized in the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have these promises, and I can't wait till we get to these promises right now, because I want you to leave convinced through the Word of God that we can walk out of here with a heart of thanksgiving. When we acknowledge the Lord as the source of all of our blessings, saints, we are exalting him by declaring our dependence upon him solely. Come on, it's not your job. It's not your Social Security. No, it's not your PPO, HMO. No, it's God who sustains us. Can I get an amen? Amen. Who hasn't breathed a prayer of thanks after narrowly escaping a car accident? How many have been in a car accident? You know, it could have been worse, huh? It could have been total. You could have been maimed for life. But yet, somehow you got out of it. Did you know that God's angels were there? You know that you are marked by God? Do you know that you're chosen by him? Oh, yes. Appreciation helps us realize, saints, that we cannot make it through life without God's help. I hope you understand we need him every day, every moment. And so thankfulness right up here is expressed in a variety of ways. Now, we could be here all night, you know, coming up with thoughts of how we can honor and praise God. Sometimes we gather in worship services to fellowship together and sing praises like we did this morning. But we can also worship the Lord when we're alone, letting everything, all of our activities, just let it go and have a moment with him. How many of you have, I remember people that were just seeking the Lord in their early Christian life. And some of them were seeking to be filled with the Spirit of God. And then all of a sudden, he showed up in a time that you didn't know he was coming. Some of you got filled with the Holy Ghost on your motorcycle. Some of you got filled with the Holy Ghost sitting down in the living room. Some of you got filled with the Holy Ghost coming out of the water. And he chose at that moment to have intimacy with you from that moment on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many can go back and recall the honeymoon experience with God? You know what? That doesn't have to end. It's not a one-time deal. No, because we serve a living God who's eternal. And so right up here, saints, it says, a spirit of thanksgiving is the result of remembering all God has done for us. What has he done for you? What can you honestly say? Oh, God, thank you for this moment. Thank you for that situation. Thank you for my family. We could go on forever. The scriptures describe many blessings and privileges, saints, which result from our salvation, and we should invoke gratitude in our hearts. Why? Because right up here, God chose us before the foundation of the world. In Ephesians 14, look at this. Just as God chose him before the foundation of the world. Did you know he chose you before the foundation? Before you were ever formed in your mother's womb, God already had chosen you. Man, that's the mind of God. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know that? Also, we should leave knowing this. And if this hasn't taken place, ask God then to indwell you with the Holy Ghost. Can I get amen? Because God wants to, he wants to come in and have intimacy with you. But right up here, we are indwelt and sealed by the Holy Spirit. 2 Timothy 1:14. That good thing which was committed to you, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. God dwells in us. Come on, the unbelieving world cannot claim that. People that you know in your job, in school, family members, they cannot claim this, but you and I, by faith, believing, and the promises of God's word, that we can believe that God dwells in us. Hallelujah. Aren't you so blessed to know that he dwells in you? One of the other things that we can be thankful for is that he's the one that secures your salvation. Aren't you so blessed? Listen, for some of you that have been walking for 20, 30 years, come on, it wasn't a perfect walk, was it? If it's perfect, man, then something's wrong. We've all had our fumbles and stumbles, even as believers. Come on. But yet, he still chose to keep you. He still chose to secure you. Hallelujah. I've heard this before, testimonies of people saying, man, I woke up one morning and I didn't even want to be kept. And yet God kept you, huh? Oh, yes, he will. Let's look at this right up here. Right up here. We are eternally secure. Now, you know, I know there's denominations that say, man, but I want you to argue with the word. I'm just a mailman passing the message here. Look what 2 Corinthians 1:21 says. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us in God, who has also sealed us. That means there's no one here on earth that can make it up to heaven and unseal what God has sealed. You see, that's why Jesus said the gates of hell cannot prevail. The devil wanted to take us out. The devil wanted you to be filled with lies, that God was mad, that God is angry, that God hates you, that God wants to destroy you. He wouldn't have sent Jesus. Hallelujah. If that was truly the mind of God, why would he send his son to die for you? Look at this. Who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a what? Guarantee. There's denominations, though, they'll pass up that scripture. You know why? Because they want to instill fear in you. That if you fumble the ball, they want to instill fear in you. Oh, you sin. Oh, my God. No, you know what? God makes provision to repent. That's what you need to do. Just repent and say, God, forgive me. God, cleanse me. I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. And guess what? He's the one that restores. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. I don't hear anything this morning, so I think your minds are on turkey for Thursday.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. And look at this. We have been given gifts of the Spirit right up here. Oh, yes. Come on. Oh, yes, he has. He's given us gifts. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, various kinds of tongues. Can I get an amen? Come on, some of you, God is truly gifted, and you need to let your gifts flow. Can I get an amen? Don't bottle them up. If God rolls upon you and says, man, that person needs healing, man, just go and say, you know what, God gave me a word. Let me pray for you. Come on, don't be mum's the word. Listen, if you don't want to be used by God, he'll take those gifts and give them to someone else. How many of you want to be used by him? Come on. I know you do. All of us do. Come on. Because he appointed them. And one of the things that he truly wants to have, as I shared earlier, he wants to have an intimacy with you. Look at this right up here. We have an intimate relationship with the Lord. Why? Because John 15:4 says, abide in me, and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except ye abide in me. So when you're abiding in him and he's in you, you're having intimacy with him. Hallelujah. He takes residence now. He's living in your life. He's filling the voids in your life. How many of you have voids that need to be filled by him? Hallelujah. Well, guess what? If there's issues in your life, we're going to give an altar call this morning and ask God, God, I surrender these things. I need your heavenly touch. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And one of the things that he gives me, and it's the grace of God, I know he's given many of you, is the peace of God. Look at this. We have the peace of God in our hearts. Look at Philippians 4:7. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ. What is he guarding our hearts for? Why? Because the enemy sends out these fiery missiles at you. He wants to put guilt and shame. He wants to throw on you anxiety and fear. But God says he will establish our hearts. Why? That we would walk with the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Listen, when you have the peace of God, the gates of hell cannot prevail. The enemy becomes renderless, meaning his ammunition, his armory has been taken away by God. Hallelujah. He can't touch you because we have the peace of God. And how many believe that the Lord loves you and I unconditionally? Well, you know what? I'm sorry, but you did this. You gone too far. I don't love you no more. That's not what Paul wrote down. Paul understood this. You know why Paul understood this? Because he was the persecutor of the church. He imprisoned Christians. He killed Christians. He was right there when Stephen was being stoned to death. He held on to his coat. And yet God still chose that man before the foundation of the world. How many of you were cursing God, and then when you came to the cross, you fell on your face, hallelujah, and you cried out, hallelujah. Let me just say this. It doesn't matter what you've done in the past. The enemy will try to blackmail you, try to say, man, you've gone too far. But God says, I will always love you. Come on. Let's look what the word says. Argue with the word right up here. The Lord loves us unconditionally. Paul wrote in Romans, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody got to say amen. All right, turkey still on your mind. Man, aren't you so blessed to know that? And did you know that all you have to do is call upon the name of the Lord and he shows up? Oh, I've done the unthinkable. He's right there. Guess what? He was right there with you when you did that act. And he's right there saying, just come to me and repent.
Thank you, God.
And surrender your heart to me. That's all. That's all. It's not about taking a whole year's of classes. No, it's about repenting before God. God, I've sinned before a holy God. I am sinful. You are holy. And I need to give this to you. And Lord, I know that you will cleanse me and wash me and restore me, that I can walk with you again in the power and the fullness. Hallelujah. And the anointing of God. How many of you want the anointing of God on you? Come on. You know what? It's every day walking with a repentant heart. Say, oh God, thank you for this day. Lord, I love you. I praise you. Oh God, don't let me put any evil, wicked thing before me, God. Lord, don't allow me to hear anything wicked. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. And Lord, don't allow me to hang around with wicked folks. Because it's the wicked folks that will contaminate your spirit. Because there's a spirit that wants to bring you down. And that spirit that's on them, they don't know if there's a spirit on them. They have no clue. But they will be used mightily by the enemy. Oh, yes. Yes, they will. The strategy of the enemy is to bring a spirit of confusion to your mind. That's what the enemy will do. But we serve a mighty God. Come on, we serve a mighty God, don't we? So this is why you need to understand right up here that you could always call upon him. We're never distant from God because we always live in his presence. He said right here in Hebrews, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of turmoil, even in the midst of suffering, even in the midst of rebellion, he said, I will never leave you. He will find a way to rescue you because he knows how to get to you. Your friends, family may forsake you, but God will never leave you nor forsake you. Can I get an amen? Come on, somebody got to get excited about this. You need to be encouraged that God will do all these things for us and through us and in us. And I don't care if all you got is $5 in your savings account. It doesn't matter. It don't matter. Oh, man. You know, I can't come to church because I got nothing to give. No, give up yourself. I'm here to praise you. I'm here to worship you. Ain't nobody here shaking you upside down, taking three offerings. Come on. We don't even collect an offering on Wednesday night. Come on. Just come and worship the King. Can I get an amen? Just worship him. It's all about him. It's not about us. It's not about you. It's about him. That's right. Why? Because right up here, this explains it all. The Lord provides our needs, and my God shall supply all. Say that with me, all. What does all mean? All. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. You'll never be without. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. He's always there to provide. He's always there to bless you. He's always there to lift you up. He's always there to restore you. He's always there, hallelujah, to save you.
Yes, he will.
That's why Jesus came, because we couldn't do this on our own strength. We need the power of God. We need a supernatural encounter with the most holy God. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Come on, you need him in your life. Hallelujah. We're not orphans. We've been grafted in. He's adopted you and I. Hallelujah. And so we have the same rights as Abraham. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Thank you, God. We've been grafted in by faith. He will supply all of our needs. Thank you, God. We serve a mighty God. Hallelujah. And guess what? We mentioned about, you know, did you have a fender bender? You know, you had a little accident. You know, man, I'm telling you, Tuesday night, I felt like I was on a merry-go-round and went 100 miles an hour. And how do you praise God in that moment? It was so hard. But I was saying, God, help me. God, I need you. God, I need your mercy. I need your power. I need your strength. I need your healing.
That's right.
And I'm here today because he heard my cry. Can I get an amen? Come on. Look at what it says right up here. We have His divine protection every day. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear Him. So when you're walking in the spirit of humility and the fear of God. Now, it's not that I'm afraid and I'm hiding from Him. No, it's a reverential fear. Meaning you're reverencing Him. Oh God, You are God and I am not. You are holy and I'm sinful. Oh God, You're the one that can save me. I can't save myself. So when you come to that understanding, man, He encamps the angels around you. This is my child. And he understands who I am. And so I will divinely protect him. Aren't you so blessed to know He protects you? I don't care where you go. Come on, man. You could be walking in the darkest parts of this city when the sun sets, and God will still be there with you. Amen. I remember when we were a men's ministry, brothers in Christ. There was like 6-7 of us. And we used to go down on Market Street at 9 o'clock at night. We used to go into these back alleys. And man, we went into this one back alley. It was so dark. But we were prayed up. Hallelujah. We were filled with the Holy Ghost. And we went with the anointing of God. And I will never forget, we went into this one back alley off of Market Street. 9 o'clock at night. You didn't see anyone out there passing out tracts at that late of hour. And we went there. There must have been 50, 60 of them. And they started running and scattering. We said, no, we're not the cops. We come to pray for you. And this one guy, he was on his knees like this with a needle in his arm. And we came and laid hands and we prayed for that brother. He became a deacon in a church where Brother Frank Scott went. A few months later, he got saved. Come on. You know why? Because the light will expel the darkness. Hallelujah. The light of God, the power of God will destroy the darkness in our lives and the lives of others. But you got to walk in faith. You got to believe God for that. You want souls? You want these seats filled up? Believe God that, hey, you know what? My neighbor needs to be in church. Man, my nephew, my uncle, my aunt. Call them up and say, hey, you know what? What are you going through today? God has the answers. Hey, won't you come? And we can come together and we can ask God to bless your life. You know what? God is looking for us to just speak up. Speak up and speak out. He's given you this wonderful opportunity before He comes. How many believe He's coming soon? He's coming soon. He's coming real soon. You know why? Because when He comes, man, I can't wait because He's going to change us. You know, it's so hard to fathom. So hard to fathom what you're going to look like when He comes and changes you. You know, some of us are still pampering. Looking in the mirror 4 times, 5 times. Some of us can't even get out of the mirror until every hair is right or the lack thereof. But all that's going to change. If you understand to be thankful that God has our best interests in mind, He has you at the forefront of His mind. You know why? Because He knows that these sinful bodies cannot enter into heaven. What keeps us down here is gravity. Thank God for the law of gravity, or we'd be floating away. We'd have to hang on to something. Aren't you so blessed that He put gravity so we wouldn't float away? But when we stand in the fullness of His presence, these bodies of flesh will disintegrate. He told Moses, "Don't look at me. You'll fry on the moment." You ever go camping and put one of those lamps that fries up flies that buzz around? Bzz, bzz. Well, guess what? If we stood in front of God, bzz, we're gone. We're no different. We'll be gone. Hallelujah. But He's going to give us a new body. Look at this right up here. We have the promise of the bodily resurrection. Man, that's something to be thankful. Forget about Thursday's turkey. Man, think about what's about to take place in your life. The change that's going to take place. Diabetes will be gone. Cancer will be gone. Hallelujah. All these ailments will be gone. Poverty will be gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Relationships restored. God's going to make all things new. I have his word right here. Let's go to the word. 1 Corinthians 15:51, it says, but I am telling you this strange and wonderful secret. We shall not all die, but we shall all be given new bodies. Hallelujah. Come on, new bodies. Say that with me. New bodies. This is God's promise. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how long you've been smoking and drinking and all that. Liver's almost gone. Lungs are blackened. Almost gone. You know, I'm going to say this in a kidding manner, but those of you that are struggling with the drinking and the smoking and all that, you know what? You're just going to get there faster than us. Because God will cleanse you, and you, God forgive me. He'll wash you and cleanse you. But who wants to go first? Look at this. It'll all happen in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, when the last trumpet is blown. For there will be a trumpet blast from the sky, and all the Christians who have died will suddenly become alive, hallelujah, with new bodies that will never, never die. And then we who are still alive shall be suddenly have new bodies too. Can I get an amen? Hallelujah. Hey, don't cry for your loved ones that's gone on, because they're going to rise first. Huh? They got their ticket already. Hallelujah. Guess what? We have our guarantee. We have the seal. But man, our minds are still working. We're going, God, when? You know, and how? And where? And Lord, how about now? Come on. Oh, yes. For there will be a trumpet blast. And we will have new bodies too. Look at the next verse. For our earthly bodies, the ones we have now that can die, must be transformed into heavenly bodies that cannot perish, but will live forever. Come on, this is a moment to take time out and say, God, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your promises. Thank you, Lord, for what you're about to do in my life. Come on, all the struggles will be gone. Man, you know the urges? You can be delivered and still have urges. Do you know that? Oh, come on. We live in a sinful body. We're weak, yes, we're weak without the power of the Holy Ghost. You need the power of the Holy Ghost to keep you. Can I get amen? That is now, that's why Jesus says, I come to fulfill the law. That's the Spirit of God now living in you. Hallelujah. He has written his word on your hearts by faith. We have no more excuses to live in a life of debauchery no more. Can I get amen? Now we can, man, say, you know what? I don't need to live that life no more. I'm going to live in the power of God and the holiness, man. I'm going to live in the anointing. Hallelujah, where I lay hands and watch people get healed. Man, lay hands and watch salvation come. Because it's him doing it. And if you take any glory in that, you need to come to the cross and humble yourself. We can't take glory in that. It's God doing the miraculous. He's doing the miraculous. Look at this, right up here. We have the blessing of God's atonement through Christ and total forgiveness of our sins. Man, that right alone. He removes and abolishes the indictment from heaven. You know, we were indicted. Okay, so some of you who do not know court sessions, or maybe some of you have been to court many times. But listen, when you're indicted, that means there's a proclamation over you. You got to deal with the indictment. Hallelujah. So when we came into this world, we were already indicted. You know why? Because we came into this fallen world and we have a body of sin. Hallelujah. But look what Jesus did. Hallelujah. We have the blessing of God's atonement through Christ and total forgiveness of our sins. Listen, the blood of Jesus, it forgives past, present, and even future. Thank you, Lord. As I said, how many of you have been walking? For me, by the grace of God, 28 years. Has it been perfect? No. But yet God still chose to forgive and to cleanse and to wash. You know why? Because the work was done at the cross. It's not on your own merit. If you think your salvation is based on merit, guess what? You're not going nowhere. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Man, He had to come and show us grace and mercy. That's why in the book of Titus, not by works of righteousness that we have done, but it was by His mercy. Mercy. He didn't have to save us, but He did. He chose us. We didn't. Listen, the Bible's clear. We didn't choose Him. He chose us. He is the one that initiated the first move. He drew us to the cross. Yeah, with all of our junk in the trunk. I like how Brother G says it. We was all toe up from the flow up. We were. We were toe up from the flow up. Aren't you so blessed? We don't live in that life no more. Hallelujah. And look at this. Let's look at this next one. Listen, if you don't have time to get these scriptures down, always go back to the website. All of my notes are up there. You could download the Word doc. Hallelujah. And keep it. Keep it as reference. But look at this. We have an eternal home in heaven and the promise of the resurrection. Look at Philippians says, for our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to His glorious one. When He rose again on the third day, He was the first prototype. Hallelujah. And we are promised a body like His. Man, we can just be there and be gone. Come on. He appeared to His apostles out of nowhere, didn't He? And then He was gone. Hey, He even got to eat with them. So there's food up in heaven too for those of you. But in Revelations it said there will be no more sea, so you better enjoy your sushi now. I had to throw that one in there, I'm sorry. Look at this. Who will transform our lowly bodies that it may be conformed to His glorious body according to the working by which He is able to subdue all things to Himself. Listen, He spoke the whole entire universe into existence. He knew you before the foundation of the world. So guess what? He is the one that's going to subdue all things, meaning the enemies to our soul. He's going to subdue them and cast them into the lake of fire. Man, come on. All the things we were tripped up on and hung up and in bondage to, He's subdued all things to Himself. And also, the whole entire planet is going to be changed. Bible says that the earth is groaning and moaning for the change. And so just remember this. When you wake up with aches and pains, when you wake up sometimes in emotional distress, when you wake up sometimes depressed, oh man, this hurts and I can't get rid of this pain, or this hurts, that's your body moaning for the change. Because it don't want to be that like that anymore. So we need the new body. Hallelujah. And God is going to subdue all those things and give us a brand new, glorious body like His. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And one of the things that He gives us now is His word, His promises. Look at this right up here. It says, we've been given the word of God, the source of all knowledge and understanding. Colossians 1:9, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding. God don't want to keep us in the dark. He gives to His children all of His secrets. But you won't know them if you're not in His word. You got to be in His word. Can I get an amen? Thank you, God. Oh, yes, we do. You got to be in His word. Saints, many of us How many of you can say you have probably more than five Bibles? Okay. At least one Bible in the home, right? Maybe one that you bring in. You know, there's places around the world. They cry when they could get a hold of a word. Just even a page. And if you don't think that's true, let's look at this clip up here. No, no. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back one more. Let's go back one more. And now let's move forward once. Let's move one, just one clip. There you go.
Give me Jesus.
Saints, when's the last time you grabbed a hold of your Bible and was so thankful that you had God's Word? You know, we still have the laws in our land that gives us the freedom to go buy our Bible, to keep them in our homes. This was the underground church in China. And those Bibles had to be smuggled in and snuck in. Did you see them? They were like, wow. They were kissing the Word of God. And we've been so privileged. So privileged. Oh, I can't come out Wednesday night. I got things to do. Man, these people are crying for the Word. They're underprivileged. They're not like us. And yet God still loves them and provides for them because they honor Him. Let's go to the next clip here. True, heartfelt, daily thanksgiving has a powerful impact on all of our lives. Saints, it results in a changed mindset and a desire to obey the Lord. Gratitude and thanksgiving keeps us continually aware that we are walking in God's presence. This contributes, saints, to a godly lifestyle. It motivates us to look for the Lord's purposes in everything in our life. Even if you and I don't understand what He's doing, thanking Him lifts the burdens. Can I get an amen? And it helps us bring us into a place of submission to His will, even if we suffer pain and loss. It's all about Him. It's all about, I'm going to defer this to You, Lord. I cannot carry this. I am too weak to carry this. And so, saints, by thanking Him in the midst of our pain, we acknowledge His loving sovereignty over our lives. It continually reminds us that He is our God and motivates us to tell others about Him. People should know that you're a Christian. Do people know that you're a Christian? Do people know that you're a believer? How about the ones that you associate with outside of the four walls here? Do they know that you're a believer? Do they know that you love God? Do they know that, not only know, but do they see the convictions in your life? Because if we're like them, then it's no different than saying birds of a feather flock together. People will know who you are, just how you walk with Christ. They'll see a changed life. They'll see a sanctified life. They'll see a life of justification. They'll see a life set apart for His will and purpose. And it's not about the do's and don'ts. It's about saying, oh God, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. It's His will being done in your life. So when the bottom drops out of our lives and everything looks dark, saints, songs of praise and thanksgiving, it restores our hope, assuring us that God is the light in the midst of darkness. And so, I close with this. Let's look up here. Results of gratitude and thankfulness. Number one, God removes the anxiety when we worship Him, when we praise Him, when we exalt Him, when we glorify Him. Number two, praise and gratitude drive out fretting and worry. It keeps our focus on the Lord. The situation may not change, but our attitude will. All right, so what if the pain didn't leave just yet? Well, you know what? I'm gonna be bent over like this. Lord, I still love you. I still praise you. I still glorify you. I still magnify you, even through this. And eventually, He'll lift it from you. Oh, yes, He will. God knows how much we can take. He makes a way of escape. Number three. The results of gratitude and thankfulness energizes us physically, mentally, emotionally, and more so spiritually. Oh, come on. I've been there. I've been in many predicaments of life where I didn't know where the next dollar was coming. And God still provided. Come on. I remember one time, I don't know what I was eating, but my sugar just went through the roof. And I had to get on my knees and say, God, help me. Because the medicine don't help at that moment. It don't. You're now at God's mercy for comfort. I got on my face. And He showed me some things. All right, don't do that no more. And you won't come into this predicament, but I'm going to bless you right now. Bam. Thank you, God. And that's the Lord texting me right now. He says, you forgot this. You didn't put this in the study. So I'm going to close with these questions. And listen, I provided a song for us before we leave this place. It's a heart of thanksgiving to be thankful. Amen. I know many of us are going to get together with family and friends. Some of them, you love them to death. Some of you, man, I'm glad I only see you once a year. But God puts our heart in check, doesn't He? Are you still going to show them grace and mercy like I showed you? Huh? So look at this first question. How can you make gratitude a daily practice in your life? How? I gave you guys some key scriptures this morning. Write them down. Know that it's God in charge. Amen? Number two. What effect does thankfulness have on your thoughts, attitudes, words, and actions? When crisis comes, how do you react? Are you going to be like the world? Oh! Well, for me, I can't pull out no more hair because it's all gone. How do you react when crisis comes? Huh? Are you going to call upon the name of the Lord? Are you going to fall on your knees? Or are you going to run to the doctor? No, I love doctors. God put doctors in our lives. But a lot of times, we run to them first and say, God, I need you to touch me. And I'm going to wait upon you. How many believe that God can heal anything? Come on. He can heal all of our diseases according to His word. Look at number three. The time we most need to thank the Lord is when we feel the least grateful. Man, I only got about maybe $5 left in my account. But I'm still going to praise you, God. I'm still going to worship you, God. Yeah, that red bill right there, you could just wait. I know you'll take care of it, but God, I'm just hoping on you, God. And then God will show you how to get that money. And it's a labor of love. You got to do something. Oh, that's right. That's right. Just be proactive and he'll show you what to do. And the funds will come. It's not going to come by osmosis. It's not going to fall off the trees. He's going to show you, well, if you go do this, maybe you could do a yard sale. Maybe you could do this. You could do that. Hey, there's some junk in your trunk that you need to get rid of. And you know what? That additional money will come. Come on. God will show you many ways how to figure out things in life. And they're very simple. He doesn't make them complicated. Many of us, we struggle with complications. Number four, what keeps you from thanking God in the midst of hardship or pain? What does it? No, you guys are not the complainers. Oh, woe is me. Oh, and then we go to our pity parties. Oh, but you don't know. You don't know what they said to me. Who cares what they said to you? If you're walking in the power of the Holy Ghost, you should have Teflon faith. You know what Teflon faith is? Anything that comes your way, it just slips right off. Let them be themselves. God, I'm not going to let that steal my joy. I'm filled with your joy. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Hallelujah. God already said the gates of hell will not prevail. So why are you crying? You know, back in the day, what you crying? What you crying, boy? Come on, yeah, we used to do that, don't we? Some of you still do. Look at number five. What can you do to increase your trust in him so gratitude will be your first response? So I gave you ammunition today. I gave you God's word today. I wasn't up here giving fairy tales, giving you opinions. I didn't have a lack of word up here. It's the word of God that will keep you. The word of God, hallelujah, that will sustain you, amen. Listen, after this song, you need some prayer, come to the altar. Maybe we could do a group thing in Thanksgiving and we can pray and ask God to use you mighty Thursday. Come on, man. They're all coming. They're all coming. Or do you guys just close the blinds and muzzle the dog? We're not home. Or you going to open up your houses, let them come. Praise God. It's good, so good to see you. Give them a hug. And then you start talking about Jesus. Amen. Can I get mad? Hey, listen. If they're coming to your home, man, talk about Jesus. Can I get amen? Talk about the Lord. Listen, a month ago? We went to go pray for Brother Manuel. We walked in, and man, the word was everywhere. There was a word over here, a word over here, a word over there. Man, that whole place was filled with God's word. Man, thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Let your home be a sanctuary. Let it be the house of God. So when people step in, man, there's something, I feel something different here. You know why? Because the power of God will come upon them, and man, and their fear, the anxiety, they'll be in peace for the first time, just in your presence. Bible says that the devils will flee in the presence of God. They cannot be in the presence of God. But if you watching all kind of junk and watching here and letting this here and smoking this and drinking this, guess what? Man, them demons are going to be laid up in your home. They're going to be laid up in your home. And then you come to the altar, man, why is this happening? Well, you did it to yourself. God didn't do that. God won't do anything bad to you. I hope you know that. If you're a child of God, it's his duty now to watch over you. But he still gave us a mind. And it's not like a robot. He gives us choice. Can I get amen? So choose to honor him. Let's all stand, saints.
If you're listening right now on the internet, and maybe you just were surfing the net, you came across Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, and you're hearing this message right now, and you may not even know who Jesus is, I'm going to ask you right now to pray with me that God will show himself mighty to you. He will come and visit you right now by faith. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I thank you. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I do believe that you died for me. I believe, God, that the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. And on the third day, you rose again to give me life and life more abundantly. Lord Jesus, forgive me now, God, of all my sins. Come into my heart and make me a new person in Christ Jesus. And from this day on, I'll do my best to serve you, Lord, all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed this prayer by faith, God, through the authority of his word, has saved you. I pray that you would find a Bible-believing church and that you would grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all of our sermons, all of our notes, all of our PowerPoints are free at charge. Just download them from your computer and be blessed.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.